Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, let's go to... Did you like how I got Whiskey, Ray Nitschke, and Mitch Trubisky in that song,
yeah.
Colsey?
Your songs have been on point
really
today.
Good today.
They really have. You've been sharp.
That has a lot to do with the coffee I had this morning. I don't know where it came from.
Your mind is firing.
I know. That's the word, Ron. My mind is firing well today. Did you hear the song I just sang him?
Joe, I'm so...
You're numb to it all,
right?
I'm
just numb to it all. I can't pay attention to it around the clock.
His name... Here's the lyrics. His name was Little Folsy. He's a fan of Mitch Trubisky. His name was Little Folsy. He's never had a shot of whiskey. His name was Little Folsy. His favorite linebacker was Ray Nitschke.
And that just comes
and
to you...
You never finished it.
Yeah.
Just comes to you like that, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's a skill.
As if out
it's
of
like
a dream.
It's like Zeiss doing the Rubik's Cube. He can just do it.
That's right. Of all the things to be able to do, how long would it take Zeiss if he sat down with a Rubik's Cube?
Less than a minute.
I couldn't do one in a year.
Maybe 30,
maybe a lifetime.
Maybe 30 seconds.
Because once I go wrong with that, it multiplies. It exponentially becomes worse, right? I find myself further in the weeds.
You know, that's savant. I told the story of Thor Tolo, who used to work at KDKA. He'd come into a room like this. He'd go, 24. And I'd go, what are you talking about? He goes, boxes, square boxes on the roof, 96 or whatever, instantly. He knew how
That's
many
frightening.
There were. It is frightening.
There was a guy at Amherst Junior High named Dan Brzezinski. Dan Brzezinski could do the Rubik's Cube in like...
Why didn't you put his name in that last song?
Maybe the next song.
Yeah.
I will. Or Matt Venzel.
We got another savant on the air
right now, right? A hockey savant.
Right? A hockey savant.
Dr. Matthew Venzel from the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's on the fan hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. All right, Matt, let's get right to it. What is Ron Hextall? What do you believe Ron Hextall wants to do at the deadline, and what can he do?
Yeah, I mean, I do think Ron Hextall would like to improve the bottom six. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that that's the team's biggest issue, at least in terms of personnel. And really, that was maybe the biggest question mark coming into the year, other than just, you know, the older guys and whether they were worth the investment. And, you know, here we are 4 or 5 months later, and the bottom six is still a problem. So, you know, I think he can feel really good about his top six. I'm not sure what can be done about the goaltending. You know, is getting a new backup goalie really going to make a big difference unless there's concern about Jari's health, and there doesn't appear to be. The defense, I think they feel pretty good about, you know, how the defense was playing before some of those guys got hurt. So it all circles back to the bottom six. So I don't know if the Penguins are going to do something significant. I certainly think this team needs to play a lot better over the next 3 weeks to convince them to invest. But I do think there will be some sort of, you know, trade to address the bottom six. It's just, I don't expect them to do much in terms of giving up draft assets, and it's going to be difficult with their cap situation to do something meaningful.
Matt, you don't mind being called a savant, do you?
No, I mean, it's not true, but I mean, I love hearing it.
Well, you talk about the bottom six. One of those potential guys is going to be back in town tonight. Erod comes back with Colorado. Did they make a mistake letting him get away? Last time I looked, he's having a pretty damn good year.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it in a vacuum, sure. I mean, I think Evan is making like $2 million, and he's filling a similar role in Colorado that he did here, where he was playing with McKinnon for a while. they'd use on the power play because they've had injuries. You know, if you go back and look at it, he was looking for a bigger contract. Evan Rodriguez, you know, he said today he wanted to come back to Pittsburgh. I do think the Penguins were open to having him, but they wanted to have him at the right price. And I think he was looking for a bigger deal. I mean, he was one of the last free agents to sign. You know, it might not even have been until early September for him to sign. So, yeah, I mean, if they could have got him at 1 year, $2 million or right around there, sure, I think they would have done that. But the way it played out, he was looking for more money. They moved elsewhere. You know, I think it's telling that other teams didn't pounce on him either. But, yeah, I mean, you look at this team, the lack of offensive firepower in the bottom six, or even just having a guy who can move up and down the lineup. So maybe you bump Russ down to the third line and try to create more balance. They haven't really had anyone, at least from an offensive standpoint, emerge from the bottom six to kind of give Sullivan to think about breaking up his top six.
So what are you hearing about Jarry? Well, what's the word over there? This seems a little bit mysterious.
Yeah, we still have not heard, and I don't know if anyone's reported what exactly happened. We haven't heard from him since his injury. I don't know how forthcoming he's going to be. He's not the chattiest guy, but we don't know if it was just something that happened at hockey or if it's something happened at home, one of those goofy stories about like an athlete tripping over his cat or anything like that. But, you know, so we haven't heard from him what exactly it is. But in terms of his prognosis, I mean, the Penguins feel pretty good about how he's progressing. I know Hextall said it's day to day. I imagine he's going to go on this upcoming trip to California. Jarry was out there for the morning skate today, which was a little bit of a step in the right direction. So, you know, I don't think his return is imminent. I don't know if he's going to be playing, you know, Thursday or Friday, but I do think he's going to end up going on this trip, and, you know, we'll just see what that means from there. But going on the trip, I think, would be significant because it would mean he was practicing with the team. They have a few practices, and that would suggest that he's, you know, probably within a week away.
Matt, this team is clinging to a playoff spot. They got the eighth and final one, and teams breathing down their neck. I see Florida isn't all that far behind anymore. The Islanders, Buffalo. What is your level of confidence that this team's going to make the playoffs for the 17th consecutive year? Would you say it's a 75% chance or better?
I'd probably put it in like the 60 to 75% range. I mean, maybe that's just me being naive, but, you know, I think you wrote in your column today, Ron. I mean, as long as they have Sidney Crosby, you kind of feel like they're going to find a way to get it done. And that's because that's what they've done every single year other than his first year. So, you know, I still think their top six is playing great. They're getting healthier. You know, as you wrote, Jarry is going to be huge for them. But I do think they are, you know, they have the talent that stacks up with any of those teams and then some. You know, the mental lapses this team has is just perplexing. But maybe this all-star break, I mean, a long break, 9 days, will give them the reset that Mike Sullivan is looking for. So, you know, I still think they're going to find a way to get in there. But, I mean, Florida's a heck of a team. You know, they were my pick to make it out of the East for the finals. That's not looking great right now, but they're a very talented team. New York added Bo Horvat, and then Buffalo, other end of the spectrum. I kind of have to see them make the playoffs before I believe it, but they're a young rising team that's fun to watch. So, yeah, it's going to be a dogfight, and for the first time in a few years, you know, I think it's going to be something where the Penguins maybe it comes down to game 82, whether they get into the playoffs.
Matt, you're a wonderful man. I know Ron thinks that. I believe Folsey thinks that. Any final questions from Folsey or Ron before we let Matt go? Anyone?
Yeah, I have one quick one. And you mentioned, you wrote, the stuff you put together for the Sunday paper, the page on the Penguins is just terrific.
Yes, it is.
You really entertaining and informative. You mentioned it for the first time I've seen anyone even mention the possibility of Sullivan's chair getting a little harder. And you said he's not going to be fired. And I know Hextall gave him a huge vote of confidence. Do you feel like, you know, the players are still listening to him? And then Hextall comes out and says, if they're not, I'm going to get rid of the players.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Cause how do you explain some of these mistakes they're making? I mean, these lapses at the start of periods, late in periods, the start of games, blowing leads, you know, goals in quick successions, like bad line change. I mean, and it's oftentimes it's their top player. So, you know, I find a hard time believing that the guys like Crosby and Malkin and Letang, who are such pros, would tune them out. But then you look at what's happening on the ice, and it really is head scratching. So, you know, we see so often, you know, teams just change coaches for the sake of changing coaches. I think that would be a mistake. I think Sullivan's a great coach. No one's questioning that. But, you know, I think he's earned the right to try to turn this team around. And I think Fenway Sports Group feels the same way. Hextall is not the type of guy that would, you know, want to rock the boats. I mean, I think it would take just another really long losing streak for them to even think about that possibility. But, you know, it does raise the question if they miss the playoffs, or, you know, it's another kind of whimper and done in the playoffs, what that could mean for Sullivan going forward, especially with the possibility that there's a new front office in place as well, with an ownership group that has high expectations for this team.
Thank you, Dr. Wenzel.
See you tonight, Matthew.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There he goes, Matt Wenzel.
His Sunday stuff is really good.
Really good.
That page they put together.
PostGazette.com is where to read his stuff. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters Township. Visit him online at SouthHillsJeep.com. A very interesting Bill Cowher story surfaced yesterday, I believe. Plus, A.J. Green's retirement leads us into some wide receiver all-time rankings.
And I got a little history lesson for you and Folsey. You, a veteran, older guy, and the young foal on the other side, I think it'll be educational and informative.
We'll pull up a chair for that. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken 180. Any candidates? And a lot of people are thinking it's Trent Dilfer. I'll kind of defend him, but to say that it's super easy for these quarterbacks today, and everybody tweeting about that from this doc the other night, this documentary, this guy's gone nuts, Ron.
Unless Ricky Monster said something to attack you, I could live with Dilfer.
Dilfer?
Ricky Monster's on my list forever because he had the audacity to go after you.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
No, I actually
he's
like Ricky Monster. He's a loyal listener, I believe. Dilfer, a good choice?
Yeah, I think so.
Wonderful.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, man, but a good choice.
He has some interesting football takes, we'll say.
Yeah, he does. All right, I teased a Bill Cowher story. Boomer Esiason, who does a show every day with our old friend Greg Giannotti, revealed that in this hiring cycle, there was a team that contacted Cowher to coach. What do you make of that?
It doesn't hurt to call and see if he has any interest. I would have to think Bill made that a short call.
Yeah.
At this stage, I think he knows it has passed him, that coaching part of it. Maybe Carolina, right? I mean,
could have been with Tepper, yeah.
Would have known him, I guess, known of him. Obviously, everybody knew of him. That would be the only one I could think of.
Would you make that call if you ran a team?
Not at this point, you know, no.
Nader?
I don't know. Is the game kind of past Bill Cowher at this point? I mean,
16 years since he coached, 17 years. That's a long time.
And the league values the offensive mind. That's not really Bill Cowher, right?
No, but I like Cowher as more of a CEO type who would hire really good coordinators and just be a leader. That's sure. what I would like. I would make that call. I'd be interested to see if he still had a little fire left for one more comeback. When did Dick Vermeil make his comeback, and how long was he off, Ron?
Boy, I don't remember. Just remember him crying probably when he came back.
He cried while he was out too.
You know,
and before he
I
came.
Mean, Power Power quit after what, the 06 season. That's mm-hmm. a long, yeah. and that's when Tomlin took over. That's a long time.
Vermeil quit the Eagles in 82, burnout, and didn't come back for 15 years.
Same kind of deal.
97 with the Rams. Now, if he was born in 36, how old was he in 97?
61. 61. Yep. Cowher's that age.
Yeah. I don't think Vermeil was, you know, winning anybody over with X's and O's at that point. He had Mike Martz as his offensive coordinator. I don't know who his defensive coordinator was, but he was Dick Vermeil. You know, he had a personality and a presence. I think Cowher does too. And he hasn't been totally removed from the game either. He should be on top of it every week. I find this very interesting, but I agree with you, Ron. I'm sure it was a very, very, very short phone call.
And, I mean, I would guess that Bill has been contacted just about every year.
Really?
Since, you know, maybe not these last couple, but I would think for the first 10 years after he retired, so to speak, that he would have been contacted just to see his interest.
All right, A.J. Green.
Let me give you
you had
history.
A treat for
I got
us, a history lesson.
A
yes,
history
you did.
Lesson,
my apologies.
You
yes.
seem surprised about this. The Super Bowl wasn't named the Super Bowl until Super Bowl IV in 1970, after the Joe Namath game. Lamar Hunt suggested Super Bowl after his kid talked about a Super Bowl. That's how it came around. And then for Super Bowl IV, it became Super Bowl IV. The first three were known as the NFL-AFL World Championship game. History lesson. One more part to that.
What year was that? What year was the Colts Super Bowl, the Colts-Jets?
69 season. So the next year, Super Bowl IV was from the 70 season. That's when it became Super Bowl. I ask about the Lombardi Trophy, when it was started to be called the Lombardi Trophy. Vince Lombardi passed in 1970. You believe it's been 52, 53 years? The next year to honor him, after Super Bowl V of the 1971 season,
yes.
they handed out the Vince Lombardi Trophy. So Super Bowl in 1970, the Lombardi Trophy in 1971. You have learned something.
Well, I hate to put is it a fly in the ointment, Ron?
Sure.
A pig in the ointment?
Right.
It's Here's a story from the New York Times from January 13th, 1969. By Dave Anderson. The lead to the story is Miami, January 12th. In a memorable upset that astonished virtually everyone in the football realm, the New York Jets of the American League conquered the Baltimore Colts, the supposedly impregnable National League champion, 16-7 today, for the Super Bowl prestige and paycheck. How do we explain that?
I don't know. Maybe it
was it a fit, not official?
It was not official until Super Bowl IV.
Would they have gone back and changed his lead?
I don't know. I can't explain that. I love Dave Anderson, though. I got to know him very well. I don't know.
Is there a fly in the ointment here, Ron?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm just reading the story here. It said it didn't become official. It was named after Lamar Hunt's son's Super Bowl, that Lamar Hunt suggested Super Bowl.
It's very curious, Ron. Very, very curious to me. Because here is another one from before. It's the Broadway Joe Guaranteed It story. Today led the Jets to an astounding 16-7 victory over the Baltimore Colts in the Super Bowl game at Miami. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this,
we'll
Ron.
We'll have to look into it some more.
Folsy, do you think Ron is upset that there's a fly in the ointment?
I'm sorry to point this out.
I can't help it.
I'm not. I'm just reading the story that said it didn't become official until 1970.
I think Ron stands by his findings.
I know, but I'm curious why they used the Super Bowl before that.
The story, I don't know. These are both from the New York Times.
Yeah. I'm scared, Ron.
Maybe it just wasn't official.
Right, but then Lamar Hunt have invented it before 69? Bolsey?
Great question.
Now, maybe this explains it.
Yes.
On January 15th, 67, that was the first one, the AFL-NFL World Championship game was retroactively called Super Bowl I.
Ah.
So the Super Bowl officially started using the name in the fourth championship contest in 1970, and the league added a Roman numeral behind the name following the Super Bowl V.
That one I'll buy. I'm going back to the New York Times from January 14th, 1968. What the Green Bay Packers are saying before tomorrow's Super Bowl football game against the Oakland Raiders at Miami. Then they give a bunch of quotes. So from what I'm gathering, people were calling it
Maybe
the Super Bowl football game unofficially before that.
Maybe. And then they put the Roman numeral V, five, after the fifth one. That's the first time that was used.
Can you believe this, Fulzy?
According to this story I'm looking at.
It's hard to believe.
It's in Crinkulin.
I can't believe this.
I'm reading from Sports Illustrated. That's the story I'm reading.
Yeah. All right. A.J. Green retires. And this is something, huh? A.J. Green, I once complimented his mustache, Ron, in the Bengals locker room after a game.
That's all right. I got hugged by Chad Ochocinco.
Yes, you did, and I witnessed that. It was the day that, one of the days that A.J. Green and Mike Mitchell got into it, Fulzy. I loved Mike Mitchell as a player. I think when he got hurt, he started to struggle, but, man, he lit people up.
Until he went up outside the Jacksonville locker room.
I didn't mind that either,
Ron. Wasn't that him? Not real smart.
I liked it.
He was a personality.
Just watch the Baltimore Bullies. They said before the Titans game, in fact, they played Billick up on the screen before the game, saying when you go into the Lions den, you go in, you say, where is the son of a bee? It was great.
Didn't he call out, I think it was either one of the Hasselbecks for the criticism that he had of him and called him names?
It was in Crinkulin.
Yeah.
It was. But A.J. Green, yes, after that game, I think the Bengals won that game. And I said, I have never seen a mustache that thin. That looks great. He said, thank you.
See?
An unbelievable mustache, much in contrast to Joe Patochnik's.
JP Roofing and Siding.
Very different mustaches. So he retires, Ron. And I see a story saying Green finishes in his time in the NFL with 727 catches, 10,500 yards, and 70 touchdowns, making him a legit candidate for enshrinement in the Hall of Fame. And my blood started to boil.
Not over Hines Ward.
Hines had 1,000 catches, not 727. Right. Hines had 12,086 yards, not 10,500. And Hines had 85 touchdowns, not 70.
And Hines also had a Super Bowl MVP.
And finished with the second most postseason catches ever in the history, talk about the Super Bowl era, to one Jerry Rice. So, you know, it's not all about cumulative numbers. I do understand that, but that sort of ticked me off. Anyway, it leads to another list. Give me your five greatest wide receivers of all time. A.J. Green was a good one. He's not a Hall of Famer for me. You guys?
No. My list, 1 and 1A, I have a real hard time separating them. Jerry Rice, obviously, and Randy Moss.
Mm.
I'm not sure Randy Moss isn't the greatest receiver I've ever seen. I will put A.B. 3 on that list. I will put Justin Jefferson 4 on that list.
Holy corn follicles.
Watching what he does, and then Larry Fitz, number 5. How about Arizona? The Super Bowl's in Arizona. He's on like the organizing committee. They're having his face front and center. Smart on their part to have him front and center representing the town and the organizing committee. So that's my list. Justin Jefferson, I thought of. Now, I'm not going back to the Raymond Berrys and those guys from way back when. I mean, just of the Super Bowl era. Randy Moss was just incredible to me.
May I throw a fly in your ointment, Ron?
You love doing it, but go ahead.
Now he's annoyed.
So irritated.
Now he's annoyed.
I'm tired of the phrase, fly in the ointment.
Well, you didn't put Mahomes in your top five because you said he hadn't played enough, so why Jefferson?
I thought I did have Mahomes in my top five, didn't I?
All-time quarterbacks? I thought you said he needed to play longer.
Yeah, need him to play. No, again, maybe you knocked away the fly in the ointment by your argument about what do your eyes tell you? Is this guy a spectacular player? I think Justin Jefferson's a spectacular player.
Folsinki?
All right, so Folsinki. If these are just the the receivers that I watched with my
Nader.
Own eyes. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get called, but that's okay.
Right.
Folsinki?
The Folinian
mongoose?
That
sounds like a town in Poland, Folsinki.
Finland, I was thinking, Ron, but it could be either, just to throw a fly in your eye.
Go ahead, Maddie. Who's your top five?
All right. So these are just the guys that I watched their careers.
Wait, did we tell? Yeah, I'm sorry. We told the Cowher story. I'm panicking now. Sorry, Folsy. The floor is yours.
We're good. So Jerry Rice, I caught the back half of his career. So I'm just going to leave him out of this because I didn't see most of his career. Number one for me is A.B.
Mm.
Number two is Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Calvin Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Megatron. Number four, Larry Fitzgerald. And number five, Julio Jones. Do you have any flies to throw in my ointment?
What is he laughing about?
I don't know.
That's a representative
list. I think he's laughing at himself.
That's a representative list.
Something, the fly in the ointment just hit me, and then for some reason, Julio Jones. I'm not laughing at the pick. I just didn't expect it.
I just don't want to have that ointment with flies crawling all through it.
No Jerry Rice, but a Julio Jones. But humbly, Folsy says I never saw him. So how did he never see Ron? Is he that young?
He didn't even listen.
He said he saw the second half.
I did. I listened. Well, if
he was pretty
good in the second half of his career, too.
He played a long, long time.
He did.
There's no question.
I don't know
so
why.
So put Jerry Rice in the top of the list.
I shouldn't have laughed. It was natural. It just came flying out. It flew out, Folsy.
Kind of like the, yeah. His yawns. That just flies out. He can't help it. It flies out.
That's pent up aggression from Ron right there. So sick of your nonsense.
Oh. I'll go Jerry Rice one.
All right, let
me revamp this
what
list.
What is happening
let
to me?
Revamp.
Seriously, what have I become?
Here's my top five. Julio Jones one.
How is that the funny part?
I think we got to take a quick break here. We'll come back in a moment.
Hold on. Julio Jones one. Probably Julio Jones two, three, and four.
He's
the greatest.
He's ridiculing you now.
I know.
Julio Jones was great. It's actually a great pick. I'll go Rice, Moss, Fitzgerald, A.B. Did you mention Calvin Johnson?
I did.
Ron, our difference is you had, who did you have?
Justin Jefferson.
Who's unbelievable, by the way. All right, that takes care of that.
Oh,
we have two big games tonight.
Is the show over yet?
Let's do predictions.
Please.
Let's do predictions on Pitt, Louisville. Man, they can. What's the point spread on that game, Ron?
I'll tell you in a moment. I can look.
It's got to be like double digits, right?
Julio Jones playing in that game?
He might be. But Jerry Rice is decidedly not. I was once at Pitt for a dunk contest, and Kijana Carter was one of the judges.
Mm.
And Mike White seemed to have a very good relationship with him. That's really not
you
interesting.
You weren't even close on the over for Pitt.
What is it?
15.5.
Well, I said double digits.
Yeah, but I'm thinking 10 or 11 double digits. 15.5.
That was a case of Ron throwing a fly in my ointment.
That's a big number,
What's the
man?
Ointment, Folsy? Is it like medicine?
Hemorrhoid cream.
I guess.
15 and, man, but that's great to see. Pitt's a 15.5 point favorite over somebody. You know, the last 5 years, they were the ones on the other side.
Louisville's so god awful, though.
Did flies go into ointments regularly? Do they still?
When did that phrase come about? It must have been a common occurrence for flies to land in your ointment. Right, Ron?
Right.
What were some of the good old ointments we used to just rub on like if you had it?
Vicks chest cream.
Yeah.
I used to get that all the time.
And there was that ointment that was like dark red that you'd basically just pour on any cut. Remember that? You'd get a scrape outside. Your mom, you'd come in and she had that stuff. Just pour it on there and go back out and play.
Yeah.
Remember that stuff?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yes, that stuff. Everybody had a bottle of that,
Everybody
Ron.
Everybody had a bottle of that.
Anything could go wrong. And
then the little green and yellow bottle that stunk so bad.
What was that?
What did they call that? Oh, man. I have it. I still have one. Now I can't think about it.
You'd go out and here's the thing I don't understand. my daughter comes home from, let's say, volleyball. She does go there some nights, like Wednesdays, for 3 or 4 hours. Says how tired she is. Ron.
Because she's always doing stuff.
But we used to go after school, and I know you did too. I'd get home at 2:30, 3 o'clock, go over to a buddy's house. We'd play street hockey past dark. Ray Staff had lights at his house.
It was dinner time, yep.
I did more running and playing and jumping and flying around than she did. And I wasn't tired. I was raring to go the next day, Folsy.
It's because you paid no attention to your schoolwork.
Well, that is true, actually. Were you a classic case of mom calls for you to come home when the street lights come on?
No, I lived in a, I don't even know we had street lights on our street. We would all either be in my backyard or my next door neighbor's backyard. And she'd just say, Ron, time to come in. One of those deals.
For dinner?
Yeah.
Would she have a dinner bell?
No, just time, just to come home to eat. And sometimes, I'd eat real in 5 minutes and go back out.
I'm trying to look up the best ointments of all time, if anybody's ever
ranked
them.
Oh, come on. What's
them?
In one in the green bottle? Little tiny.
What's the one in the green bottle, Folsy?
Green bottle.
Neosporin?
No, that's
another, what I was talking
about.
That's
another one. Hydrogen peroxide. I remember that.
That stuff. It's the same thing. You could come in with, like, a broken leg, and your mom would pour that red stuff on it, and you'd go back out and finish the game.
What about calamine lotion?
That, too. Is that what you're talking about, Ron?
Nope.
Calamine?
Nope.
That was
nope.
For, like, poison ivy. I got poison ivy every single
summer.
Oh,
I get poison ivy talking about
yes,
it.
Yes, me too.
Julio Jones had that one year.
Yeah,
I read his bio. Yeah.
I had to go on steroids twice in my
what
life.
What is it? It's in a green bottle.
What is
it? A little tiny green bottle.
Someone will text
Someone's
us or
saying
tweet us.
Iodine was the red ointment.
Iodine. Isn't it all the same thing?
Mercurium.
Mercurium, Ron? What was it for?
Mercurochrome.
This stuff.
You get like an infection or something to keep from getting an infection. Or like you put it on a cold sore on your mouth.
Oh.
Cold sore. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
And it stunk and it tasted horrible.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What was it?
I don't know. I had braces, so I'd wake up with these vicious cold sores. It was horrifying. Even kept me from school one time.
We'll find it before we come back.
I didn't want Amy Alfano to notice that I had a cold sore.
You didn't want to kiss her with a cold sore.
Well, she didn't even talk to me. I just didn't want her to see it. All right.
Is ointment a funny word?
It is a funny word, yeah.
Ointment.
Ointment. And funny to think of a fly landing in that ointment,
right.
In said ointment. All right, let's do predictions on the game next. What? We don't do that yet. Do I owe you anything, Folsy?
What's that?
Do I owe you anything? We did Social Media's Biggest Loser, right?
Yep, we did.
All right. I'm going to talk about JP Roofing and Siding. Joe Potocnik and his mustache. They've come out to the house a couple times, have done impeccable work. They identified the problem and fixed it. I mean, listen, I could get very dramatic here. Somebody comes to the house to fix something. That's what you want. Identify it, fix it. No offense. You can leave then, and I never want to hear about it again. Honestly, even for people as wonderful as A-Rod, Andrew Rodriguez, I can play golf with him. I just don't want him to have to come out and do anything else with the house. And he hasn't, because they do it right at JP Roofing and Siding. They fix it, or in proactive measures, they prevent problems. So 42 years of building a business, that's what Joe Potocnik has, to the point where it's platinum preferred, which is not an easy status to achieve. $500 off any roofing or siding installation. Give them a call, 412-829-7711. That's 829-7711, and we have a special announcement.
I want to finish a little segment here by talking about an ointment.
Please.
Of sort. Camphophonique.
Camphophonique.
Yep. That's what a lot of people are texting.
Hey, you know who just texted me that?
Who?
Linda Fish, wife of Jim Fish, said camphophonique, and that's what it was. I still have a little green. It smells terrible. It tastes terrible. Camphophonique.
And ironically, a famous ointment these days is fish oil, Ron, right?
Probably named after Jim Fish and his lovely wife, Linda.
Camphophonique. That's unbelievable. What was this?
You've heard of that. You had
that. Of course.
That. Okay.
Yes.
None of us could think. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's a little bit of an older medication, I guess.
What was the other stuff that came in that thing, that little jar, and it was white cream and smelled unbelievably good? Just unbelievably good. What was it, Ron? cream, something Knox, Ox, Nax. What was it, Folsey?
I have no idea.
It was a white jar of cream that had the greatest smell.
My friend Tom Brown, you know, played at Pitt. Mercurochrome was something they put on
a lot of those.
They
too.
Put a lot of stuff on cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
It always burnt, right? It always burnt. You knew it was working if it burnt.
Yeah. Hey, I just dislocated all 10 of my fingers in a pickup football game. Here, dump this crap on it and go finish. That's what they would say back then, Folsey. It was better back then. It was.
We got a break here.
Yeah, Ron's right about that. We're going to give predictions next on all these games, or two of these games.
You wouldn't believe the amount of text we're getting about this.
What's Cooking brought to you by Mr. Rooter. Call 412-ROOTER-2.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
And by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Showers in the PM, high of 54. Quick predictions for both games tonight, Ron. Go.
Pitt covers, blows out a really horrible Louisville team in front of a throbbing crowd at the Pete. Penguins, I have no faith in Casey DeSmith, who gets a start tonight. Penguins lose to Colorado 4-2 with maybe an empty net goal.
Folsey?
A 5-4 loss for the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight against Colorado. Pitt, a 12-point win over Louisville.
Overtime win for the Penguins. Brian Dumoulin scores in overtime with an assist from Julio Jones. And Pitt struggles a little bit more than we thought and wins by 5 against Louisville. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.